The whole dust-up is about a therapy called Applied Behavior Analysis. It's widely used to treat children with autism by reinforcing desired behaviors. Military insurance does cover it for those kids, but the therapy is being prescribed more and more for children with other disabilities. Those populations are not covered. So take a family like Miranda Forts. Her husband's in the Navy. Military insurance covers Applied Behavior Analysis, or ABA, for her 3-year-old son, Tegan, who has autism.
A year ago, my son wouldn't be able to be in this room. The sounds from in here, he wouldn't have been able to cope with. ABA has taught him the coping skills to behave appropriately out in town.
Doctors have also prescribed ABA for her 5-year-old daughter, Josie, who has a brain malformation. But there, the Forts are on their own, and they can't afford to pay for the therapy out of pocket. Senator Patty Murray has introduced legislation to force military insurance plans to cover the therapy for any child with a prescription. She says it's about doing right by service members.
When your spouse is out serving our country, you shouldn't be at home fighting your health insurance company.
The measure would cost about $60 million. It's the second time Murray has taken a run at this issue. The first time it got negotiated down to a pilot project that expanded coverage to more families, but still leaves out kids without an autism diagnosis. The Defense Health Agency said in a statement it provides one of the most generous ABA benefits in the country and will continue to study the issue. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.